welcome to another amazing Holy Ghost Spirit-led infused episode of the Faith, Fire, and Flow podcast show, the show which brings you all of the most incredible entrepreneurs, creators, leaders, and those who are just saying yes to what life is meant to be about, the way it's meant to be, and who are here to share with you their wisdom, tools, techniques, tips, and just straight up, what even is that, spirit-led downloads that are going to help you in your business, in your money, in your life. Let's go. Buckle up. It's happening.
All right, we're going to have a little conversation. Wow. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, I love when Instagram gives me a notification to tell me that I'm live. Because it sends me a notification on my other page. You guys, look how luscious my hair has become. Nobody even knows because it's so rare that I actually do it. Don't just have it like bundled up in a sweaty, messy situation. Although to be fair, I didn't do this. Hayley did, my hairstylist, who comes here most Tuesdays and does my hair, but dominantly I just sit here with nice hair by myself, or I get on Zoom or whatever. I don't necessarily get on the internet. You know, the public internet. I want to talk about a few things that I think are going to help you in your business, in your creative endeavors, really across the board in your life, because who knows that when we are pressing play rightfully, we can talk about what that means in business, with our creative work, with our flow stuff, that things actually work across the board in your life. You don't need to wake up and, you know, I nearly said my own quote backwards. You don't need to slow down and breathe. You need to wake up and live. This is one of my quotes that's been one of my favorites of my own forever, or for as long as what I've been saying it, which is maybe 10 years. I'm in that mood where I'm gonna put my feet up on the desk. And yet it's probably one of the lessons that I myself need to learn the most. Where am I going to start today? There's going to be some things that are going to come through that I think are just going to punch you in the face with that reminder of who you always were. And we all need that reminder now and again of who we always were, or of who we in fact are, or of who God designed us to be, is what I'm talking about. The thing that's true for most of my clients and for a pretty good percentage of my friends, and typically for those people who find their way into my online space, so we're going to assume for you, is that you are different even from the different ones. And a common theme that I've mentored and coached people on for absolutely years, and that I myself continue to need to be like smacked on the face with appropriately, is that we dial down our too muchness, and it just happens kind of like continually, almost, as long as you're not, well, if you're in the right environments and you really hold yourself in the right environments, like with the right people around you, then you can stay pretty on track. But all in all, how life is set up, right? Like how society is set up, how most Western cultures are set up, how the internet is set up, how most entrepreneurial spaces are even set up, which is really the problem I'm getting at here, is that we will automatically naturally start to think that if I see it like that, or I really feel like it should be this way, or I have this kind of like yearning or pull inside of me to do this and this and this, and it's kind of like a lot of different stuff all at once and it seems really, really extra, that I must be once again overreaching. Like I'm being unrealistic, I'm overreaching, I'm being a crazy person. And or for those of us who have gone through some kind of, I don't know, like health stuff or any kind of stuff where we definitely did do the human version of unscrew all the nuts and bolts and drive the premium vehicle around town at top speed before crashing it into a wall. Who's done that? Like everybody I know, everybody I coach or mentor in some sort of a way has done that. So if we've had that part of being the high achiever, you know, being the like overachiever, high achiever, perfectionist, all that stuff at once, then what can happen is we get gun shy around being who we actually are. And this is a huge problem. And it's been for me personally a huge problem, even though I've coached and mentored others on it for absolutely years and continue to do so. But I'll fall prey to the same sort of stuff. And I mean, like we teach what we need to hear, right? That doesn't change. And so how it happens is there's a knowingness. Like there's a knowingness that God has planted inside of you, and most likely you've known this in some way, shape, or form since you're a little kid. you may or may not have articulated it to yourself as a little kid, or even into your 20s or 30s or 40s, or, you know, until goodness knows where. I know for me, I knew this since I was really young. I didn't start to articulate it to myself until I was about 11, which is when I started to read my father's personal development books, like Tony Robbins and Brian Tracy and Zig Ziglar and Harry Beckwith. And that was when I started to read and understand more about personal development. And I was just kind of like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make millions of dollars and impact millions of people. And that's just how it is. And so it was a knowingness, but it's not like I then took that at 11 years old and started to create some kind of action plan around it. It was actually more of a, like, it was a certainty in my spirit, you know, and something that God recently brought back to my remembrance and gave me a vision around, and was like, where do you think that came from in the first place? So it was a God certainty. And I'm just kind of wondering right now, and I'm just kind of rambling, you know, I'm not doing a training or something, I'm just chatting, but I'm just kind of wondering right now, what is the God certainty you have around who you actually are? And you've let go of that, or you've made it wrong or bad, or you've listened to others who have said, oh, well, you know, maybe, like, yeah, come on, like, just calm down. Or, you know, others who are maybe well-meaning, who are like, ah, well, you're being a bit hard on yourself, or you expect too much of yourself, or you need to slow down and breathe, or, you know, you probably need to rest more, or anything like that. What is the God certainty that you've maybe suppressed or put aside, or you're in some way derailed from? And it could be because, sure, you went through a period where you were, like, actually, like, banging your head against the wall, drove yourself at top speed into a wall, and you got hurt, or you got tired, or something happened, or whatever. And instead of recalibrating, resetting, and addressing or understanding the gifts in that, and addressing or understanding the fact that, okay, well, that thing wasn't in fact aligned for me, or that wasn't true, or I was kind of like operating against myself in some sort of a way, but this is still who I am, and I am the all in person, I am the unapologetically extra person, I am the too much person. Instead of doing that, you pretty much maybe threw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak, kind of like, oh no, I do need to, like, be careful, right? Or I do expect too much of myself, or I shouldn't think this or that, or I need to be a bit more strategic, or a bit more systematic, or a bit more slow moving. And maybe I do need to rest more, and maybe I do need to be more considered, and maybe I do need to take my time more, and maybe it is ridiculous to think that I should be pressing play or going all in this area, this area, this area, and this area all at once. But can I just tell you something that is true for those of us who are like this? If this is you, if it's not you, this is not true for you, do not ask, go, do not collect $200. This is not going to help you. It's probably going to make life really messy and tiring for you. But if this is for you, then can I just tell you that you are activated, lit up, happiest, most on fire, most energized, healthiest as well, while we're at it, in every sense, like physically, emotionally, mentally, etc., when you are all in on the fullness of you being you. In other words, when you actually go straight to the top of all of it, all at once. And this is something I've taught my clients for years. Man, I remember being on the phone with one of my long-term private clients. I remember this call was probably like 7 years ago-ish. And she was a client at the time for about a 3 or 4 year period. And she had written multiple best-selling books. She had a $1 million plus coaching brand. She had a podcast and a physical product business as well. And just was doing, you know, the kind of thing that people don't even do, right? Well, they do a fair in this world. But, like, really high achiever, doing really cool, purposeful stuff in the world is what I'm saying. And she was wrestling with, oh, like, how do I just feel like I want to do this and this and this all at once, but, like, I need to, you know, be a bit more realistic, or I need to slow down more, or choose one thing at a time. And I think she was having some kind of, like, energy issues going on and something like that at the time. And I remember just getting this download, really, like, this, you know, just download of truth around, I was like, no, it's not that you need to, like, cut some pieces out. It's that you need to add all of it in, and you need to go straight to the top now. And I don't mean straight to the top like comparing with somebody or anybody else. I mean straight to the top, like the fullest of your vision. You need to go straight to the utmost, like straight to the highest, straight to the all-in part that you see, like the peak, and you go there now, and you operate from a place of saying yes to all of it. Because for some of us, we just function at our best, and also, P.S., our most relaxed when we're saying yes to all of it. This is not about jumping here and there and everywhere. That's not what it's about. If you think that's what it's about, you're in like a kindergarten version of what I'm talking about.
No, we can do that. Like, we do that by accident, or we do it when we're sort of learning to understand who we are, and we actually do, yeah, run ourselves into the ground or run ourselves into a wall. But in actual fact, you make it harder on yourself if you're this kind of person. So this is for the natural, true, like 1% within the 1% in terms of capacity and ability to like see, know, and hold and handle multiple things at once. The true 1% within the 1% type CEO, leader, maverick, waymaker, you really just are a person who's multi-talented. You really just are a person who operates at a high capacity in pretty much every area in life. And the ones where that doesn't seem to be true yet, please like give it a year or two, it's gonna be sorted out. You really are just a person who sees and knows more supernaturally. You have a huge call on your life. You have an ability to pour things out in a way that most people don't even understand what's happening. You already, like what I would call press play, like you've achieved or created, or you do so much that it terrifies most people and they think you're too much and tell you you need to slow down or do less. But in actual fact, you feel like you're barely getting warmed up and you feel like you're playing at a mediocre level. And then you do kind of wonder, well, is that true? And maybe I am pushing myself too hard, and maybe I do need to slow down, and maybe I do need to do, be more realistic. And you say all of these sorts of things to yourself, because maybe on some level you're like, oh, well, I must be missing something here, or I must just be, yeah, a crazy person, because I don't feel amazing all the time and I do feel like I'm trying to do too much, but at the same time I feel like I'm barely moving, so what is even that about? And what it is about is simply you need to be brutally honest with yourself about what actually lights your fire. That's what it's about. And for people like us, we don't rest, relax, or rejuvenate in the ways that other people do. Like, not that we can't. I was in an amazing 2-hour massage yesterday. I love to do all the self-care things. But what I mean is, like, a relaxing day for us is not wake up and start watching movies in the morning or something. Like, that's horrifying. We want to pour out the things. We want to express the things. We want to be spent. And then absolutely, we want to hang with our people, you know, be with our loved ones, socialize, go and do cool things, go on an adventure, go to the cinema, whatever, normal things. But what we want all in all is to know that we pressed play, and that when we go to bed at night and our head hits the pillow, there's a knowingness there that I showed up for my life. Yeah, like I said yes to the things that God actually put me on this earth to do, and I didn't downplay that, I didn't low-key it, I didn't dial it back, I didn't interrupt this to say hello to Philippa. I didn't, you know, like dismiss the truth about what I actually feel inside of me. That's what it comes down to. And the thing is, even in most entrepreneurial circles, let alone any other circle that you care to hang out in, there's kind of just the natural effect of, do you not think you should maybe whatever? And what we need to be doing is being held to the fire every single day. And it's not just about, oh, because I think this, you know, like for you, it's not just, oh, because you think whatever about yourself. It's actually a response to who it is that God made you to be. It's a saying yes to who it is you really are. And something that God impressed upon me last week in my own, time with him and my prayer time and so on, is I heard him say to me, this was on, I think, Monday morning last week, woke me up at like 5 a.m. and I just started mumbling all this stuff to myself that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. But one of those things was, you're not being who I made you to be. You're not being who I made you to be. Like, I didn't make you to be that person who's being a bit cautious or a bit slow moving. And nobody, like, unless they knew me very well, nobody would be looking at me at any period of time in my online journey and being like, oh, she's being a bit slow moving or a bit lazy over there or a bit cautious or something like that. Because for us, our, like, I don't know, like lazy or slow moving or feeling like we're not doing anything is terrifying to everybody else. Like, how is that even possible? What are you even doing? Like, you must be on drugs or you got, yeah, well, if they understand how life actually works, there is a supernatural thing going on there. Like, God is doing a thing in you. But the thing is, just because we're the too much person, right? Like, just because you're the too much person to everybody else around you, and I don't care whether it's in entrepreneurial circles, it's in parenting circles, it's in Christian circles, it's in, I don't know, whatever your industry is, this happens in every kind of a circle, because in every circle, guess what that circle of people is made up of? Humans, and usually a diverse mix of humans. And even in the mixes of humans that think they're the different ones, we are the ones who still are different. That's just the reality. And I guess another group of people could say the same thing about themselves, and that's also true in a different way. But what I mean is, we are that subset of people. No matter what your beliefs are, no matter what your business background is, no matter what your family situation is or your relationship status or any of these different things, there is a subset of people out there who are the too much ones. And when everybody thinks that you're being too much, the problem is that if you're not actually saying yes to the fullness of what's true for you right now in this moment, in this season, you feel like you're doing nothing. And you can simultaneously recognize that that's not true. Like, I acknowledge the things that I've done. I acknowledge it. I honor that. I respect my own, you know, showing up or whatever. I get it. You know, like, I'm not delusional. But at the same time, feeling like I feel like I'm drowning, or I'm just exhausted all the time, or I feel like foggy, overwhelmed, that sort of thing. Do you know that that sort of stuff can be completely spiritual? It can be completely spiritual combined with an emotional response to the fact that you're not saying yes to your spirit. I'm not dismissing actual medical stuff. Goodness knows I've had my share of it. But there's more to it than that, is what I'm saying. And the thing is, if you feel lazy, if you feel tired, if you feel sluggish, if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel exhausted, if you feel like you're not clear, if you feel confused, if you feel sad or down, if you are struggling with motivation or focus, there could be a number of different reasons for that. I'm not going to sit here and try and diagnose anyone, but I'm saying that it could also be possible that it's a product of the fact that you don't need to slow down, breathe, and just be more like systematic or studious or 1 minute at a time, that actually you need to wake up and live and actually need to go, you know freaking what? This is what I actually believe. This is who I actually am. And this is what lights that inner fire within me, because that's the way God designed me. And even though everybody else in this room might think that's too much or that's crazy or that's like, she's making that up even, you know what's true. That's my message for today. Whew, the heat has gone up in this room while I'm talking. The aircon's on, my temperature's just gone through the roof though. Yes, yes, yes. So, you know, I just feel like everything I do, everything I write, speak, create, which is certainly prolific in the extreme, for me personally is always a returning to what I already know, but always in a deeper layer and a deeper level. And it's not that there's not shifts or adjustments in that. My life's gone through massive changes in the past year and a half as I completely gave my life, my business, myself properly to God, as opposed to like, yes, God's in my life, he's part of the plan, but you know, not like living for God. So that's been a huge change in my life. And whether you've gone through something like that personally, or it's something like, you know, any life transition can cause this to happen. New child, new relationship, business falling apart for whatever reason that it did, realizing that you want to do a whole new thing. These transition periods can often result in, and this is kind of what happened for me in a sort of a way, not fully, that's for sure, but in a sort of a way, can result in that you, yeah, kind of like throw the baby out with the bathwater, like, ooh, you know, oh, I need to make sure that I'm not too much that, because I was being too much that in that previous season, and it turned out that I need to move on from that. And it's kind of like, yeah, well, maybe you need to move on from one part of how you were showing up, but that doesn't mean you're going to throw out your personality and your characteristics and who it is that God actually designed you to be with it. So for me, it's been a real coming home, kind of like going through this journey of like, ooh, you know, there's a softer, different kind of cat. I'm not yelling and swearing all the time. My daughter has been pulling me up this week on the fact that every time she opens her emails, she says I'm in there yelling at her through my email newsletter. I'm like, no swear words though. But yeah, we're getting a little spicy, calling people forward. Anyhow, you don't, yeah, you're not going to grow out of being you. That's what I'm getting at here. And my message for a very long time, and even in some ways since I was a little kid, has been be who you came here to be. Remember who you always were. Remember who you always have been, who God designed you to be, and go be that. And my question or suggestion to you today is simply, what would that look like today? What is the stuff where you've been honestly like in a deceit or a delusion, telling yourself that you need to attend to or concern yourself with such and such things that in actual fact is boring you to tears, or it's just not the thing for you and it doesn't make it a bad thing. But in actual fact, if you're honest, the truth is you would get excited in your spirit about what? What is that thing that you would get excited in your spirit about? Okay. So I'm opening up at a special price because I'm doing a complete rebrand of my business this week, and I'm doing it freaking fast. I wrote half of it up this morning already, like the whole website rebrand, all the stuff. I'm doing a complete rebrand. So to celebrate my upcoming complete rebrand, I am doing a special price on my Wake Up or Die Business Blueprint sessions. Now, we have just created a little link for this, which is at thekatrinaruthshow.com facebook.com/wakeupordiebizblueprint. You can DM me if you want the link. But that is the link. I think Sam popped a comment about it into the live stream on Facebook maybe. And we'll pop one into the Instagram description afterwards. So if you're watching later, it will be there. Oh yeah, there's a comment there. So want to have me tear your business apart from the inside out and create a personalized strategy plan for you as to what you actually need to do. This is a roughly 60% off sale just for 3 days, just till March 15th. And this is a personalized one-on-one wake up or die business blueprint session. There's going to be an intake questionnaire that you're going to do first, which is going to tear strips off. And then we're going to go into clarity, into visioning, into the actual hands-on plan. There's follow-on support included. You can go to thekatrinarustro.com/wakeupordiebizblueprint. It is a killer offer. You can even do a payment plan off that killer offer if you want to. And it is going to completely change the game. But this is specific to the person who is like, I can't breathe because I'm not moving at the correct speed for me. That doesn't mean go and do every possible thing out there, but it does mean go straight to the fullness of who you're meant to be and identify, understand, and be willing to admit that a lot of that other stuff doesn't even matter, and that the reason that everything feels like it's moving through quicksand right now is because you're trying to operate within the realms of the normal people, or even like the so-called entrepreneurial people, and you're in a different category. It is what it is, all right? So Wake Up or Die Biz Blueprint sessions, 3-day sale. You can go to thekatrinarustro.com/wakeupordiebizblueprint. Thank you, Sam, for that link. Sessions will be available on a first purchased, first offered basis. I typically do 2 or 3 of these a week. So if you're wanting to get on my calendar soon, like for next week even, I can do the first 1 or 2, then go and snap these up before I bring the sale back down again once I have finished my business rebrand. I'm so excited to share all this with you. There's a few other things that I've got going on at the moment that I'm going to be sharing real soon as well. But this is the thing. If you know it's a thing, then it's the thing. All right, any questions, just DM me, of course. Either way, wake up or die. That's what we're here for. Have an amazing rest of the day or evening. And do not forget, life is now. Press play.
Yes, there was another incredible fiery episode of the Faith, Fire and Flow podcast show. It is my honor and absolute delight and just a blessing to get to bring this to you. I trust that you enjoyed this episode. As always, if you would like more of the spirit-led downloads and just the straight up wake up, shake up in your face that you need in your business, money and life, then go to thekatrinarustro.com/podcast. Free gift. See what I made you. And I'm going to pass it over to my team now just to read out a few of our incredible reviews. I so appreciate your reviews, your encouragement, your comments, and just your feedback on this show. And I love to share that with you. Have an amazing rest of the day or evening, wherever you are in the world, and keep pressing play.